Calling into our hotline right now is the Fort Worth mayor, Maddie Parker.
Whoa.
And I have to say, Mayor Maddie, you ought to see how excited George is.
All right, stop it with that.
Good morning, George.
Yes. Morning. Morning, Maddie.
Morning.
I am a fan, but don't be creeped out by what Gordo says. I am a fan, but... You know, not in a weird way.
Well, tell us what you...
It's all in good fun.
All in good fun.
Yes.
All right, George, tell us what you like about Mayor Maddie.
Well, I think she's intelligent. I think she's done a great job in Fort Worth.
You got to see how much he's blushing right now.
I'm not blushing.
Okay, this is all very generic.
Can't catch a break, but that's what true friends are for, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well,
that's a great thing. You know, it's a great thing about live radio. Yeah. Okay, Mayor Parker, tell us what's going on out there in Fort Worth. Very generic, open-ended question.
Well, y'all probably know this, but right now we're really focused on the Mavericks, and they're going to come to Fort Worth today from 12 to 2 with Mavs Man, and I think they're going to get a little Fort Worth luck
heading
into Game 3. How do we feel about that?
I feel good about that. Just to let the world know they're not just messing with Dallas. They're messing with Dallas-Fort Worth in this series.
Absolutely. No, good stuff happening in Fort Worth. There's no shortage of activity, that's for sure. You probably know this. We're now the 12th largest city in the country. Fastest growing by most metrics. But
see, that's what I was telling George. George was saying that you guys were like the 30th biggest city
Stop
in the country.
Stop focusing on me and focus on the guest in your segment.
I am. Stop yelling at the mayor.
I'm yelling at you.
Oh. Sorry, go ahead, Mayor.
No. I was just saying, you know, honestly, a lot of people think that about Fort Worth. We're a much smaller city than population tells it. But I think that's a good thing. People really come here and they get surprised. We call ourselves the unexpected city for a lot of good reasons. But there's no shortage of good stuff going on over here. You guys spend too much time in Fort Worth, I hope.
Oh, yeah. We were just over there for Colonial. It was wonderful. One of my favorite weekends.
Yeah, it's always a good time. When was the last time y'all were in the Stockyards? It been a while?
About a year. I think it's been a year for me.
Best people watching in the country, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
for sure.
Mayor Parker, you hate Mayor Johnson, right? There's a big rivalry there.
Well, he likes to pick at me, but no, I really do like Eric. I do.
Don't fall for it.
What does he do? What does he say about you?
I'm not going to weigh into all the sports fighting like Eric. I'm going to leave all that up to him. I personally like the Dallas Cowboys. I don't want to pick on them. I'm really good friends with Mayor Q in Kansas City. I know that Eric's been trying to entice the Kansas City Chiefs to move to Texas.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Yeah, Fort Worth is pretty happy where we are. Like, we think the Texas Rangers are just as much our team. We cheer on the Mavericks and the Stars and, of course, the Cowboys. So we're happy to be a part of DFW. But Eric's really leaned into that. Let's keep heckling him on it.
Why is Eric trying to start so many fights? What's going on?
I think he likes it. I don't know why. He has fun with it, and he's such a sports nut. I think he can't help it.
We're visiting with Mayor Maddie Parker, who is the mayor of Fort Worth. The sister city. Are Dallas and Fort Worth sister cities?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, we're very different, distinct places. You guys know this. We get lumped together a lot because of proximity, but I think people feel like they've hit two different worlds when they visit both Dallas and Fort Worth, maybe in the same day.
They do have very different feels.
Yeah.
But
totally.
But yeah, totally. So we're DFW, so we all live under the same biodome. I don't know what you'd call it. Same area. But yet they're never considered sister cities. Now, I know that a lot of times a city will have a sister city that is across the world. Does Fort Worth have, like, I don't know, Zurich or something like that that's
a
sister?
We have lots of sister cities. I can pull up the list for you. But, we have sister cities all across the globe as a part of Fort Worth Sister Cities program, which has always been a lot of fun. You're kind of more of a, on the global exchange diplomacy efforts. But in the U.S., not normally. You don't have domestic cities that you trade off with. But I'm really trying to get them to convince that it should be Fort Worth, Dallas. What do we think about that? It might be a long stretch.
Oh, put Fort Worth first.
Yeah, why not? Let's just try it out for a little while.
Yeah, but that's not alphabetical. Shouldn't you go alphabetical on that?
You know, we just had our 175th anniversary or birthday in Fort Worth. So I think maybe for the next 175, we should put Fort Worth before Dallas. But for some reason, Mayor Johnson's not on board with that.
Of course not.
So Fort Worth is older than Dallas.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to your show earlier. I appreciated Roger Federer's speech that you played. I had not heard it yet.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Good life lessons. I made my 13-year-old listen to it. He's like, it was actually not bad, Mom. Because, you know,
the 13-year-old
like,
boy.
Podcast. I don't want to do this. But
yeah, get ready. The teenage years are so much fun.
Is he giving you lots of attitude?
Oh, man. It's like 1 minute he wants to snuggle and hang, and I'm cool, and the next minute I am the most uncool, and he doesn't want to hang out with us. We're on that roller coaster right now.
How many kids you got now?
We've got 3 kids, actually. We've got 8, 13, and 22. And the 8-year-old, the youngest, we call him Honey Badger for good reason.
Well, he doesn't care.
No, he does not care.
So wait, 13 and 22, that's a pretty big spread there.
Yeah, our oldest is adopted, and then the boys are biological. And so we're in the throes of teenagedom right now with a 13-year-old. But he's a good kid. He's actually at the TCU basketball camp today having fun.
Oh, nice. Summer camp.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly. Not a bad deal, for sure.
Hey, I think y'all have Hamilton in town in Fort Worth, too, don't you?
Man, those are big tickets. Everybody wants one.
George Hamilton? Yeah. I thought he passed away, the actor.
The musical Hamilton. Have you gone yet?
Yeah. No, I have not gone this time. I've gone before. But the tickets are hot. People really want to. They enjoy. Bass Hall does a fantastic job having great Broadway shows come into town. So that's the ticket to get to. I picture you guys on the front row, no?
Maybe.
Yeah, George insists upon it.
That's what they should do. They should let y'all open something at the Bass Hall, I think.
Yeah, okay. Do you, as mayor of Fort Worth, do you have a special box at Bass Hall that you get
to sit in? No, there's no special. It's not like the Queen. We don't have a special box, but I do try to go to as many things as I can at Bass. And I just went to Casa Vignana. They had Grease on Sunday, which was a lot of fun.
George
is bagging on that. Yeah,
he hates
Casa Vignana.
There's only one good song in Grease. Well, maybe two.
What's the good song in Grease? What do you like?
The actual theme song, Grease.
That's the worst one.
Hopelessly Devoted.
That's a great song.
You would not have been participating in the mandatory hand jive competition from the...
Born to hand jive,
That ought to be your next act as mayor, is to outlaw that song in the city of Fort Worth.
Outlaw the hand jive, okay. Yeah.
Did you like Grease when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I watched all those films, mostly with my parents, but I was joking with my cousin the other day. We also saw things like Dirty Dancing a little too early. But, you know, it's funny, as parents now we kind of obsess over what your kids see, but I'm fairly sure we saw worse at different ages.
I know. What was the first R-rated movie you ever saw?
Let me think about that. Flashdance.
Was that R?
I don't know, but it probably should have been, right?
Yeah, probably.
Is that the one with Irene Cara? Yeah.
I remember it being a little risque. I mean, I think I was pretty young, maybe 7 years old, watching Flashdance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's the one with Irene Cara. It gets real wet when the water comes down on her.
Yes.
You can reenact that and see how it goes.
All right. I may do that later today.
All right, Mayor Maddie, thank you for joining us. You're always
Y'all
so sweet.
Always fun. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Maddie.
Sorry about George.
Sorry about Gordon.
Love you, George. Don't let him give you a hard time.
Thank you.
George is dealing with some bathroom issues right now.
I'm not.
Oh, poor guy.
I am not dealing with any issues. Such a jerk. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Gordon's got COVID.
There she goes. The regal mayor of Fort Worth.
How do you do that every time?
Maddie Parker. What? What?
And could you start an interview any more generic? Hey, what's going on there in Fort Worth? You knew why she was coming on to talk about their support of the Mavericks.
I wanted her to be able to say it. I don't like to put words in women's mouths the way you do, George. Anyway. Why? We get to talk to mayors.
An unstable environment.
So why isn't she starting sports feuds like Mayor Johnson?
Because she cares about real issues.
You're saying that Mayor Johnson cares about fake issues?
Well, she probably would if the teams were called the Fort Worth Cowboys, the Fort Worth Mavericks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as mayor of Dallas, he gets those titles and those bets.
Do you like all those stupid bets?
No.
We bet you
one pound
of barbecue.
Right, probably. Yeah, I think we do, actually.
We have barbecue against clam chowder or something.
I guess you got to do it, though.
Yeah, I guess. Some people think it's fun.
If you're the one mayor that says, we're not doing the stupid bets. Like, why? We like the bets.
Here it is. I knew we had one. If the Mavericks win the NBA title, Mayor Eric Johnson will enjoy chowder, lobster, and bakery treats.
Okay.
Courtesy Boston. If the Celtics win, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu will garner some of the Lone Star's best barbecue.
Okay.
I knew it.
Bets.
Chowder against barbecue.
I thought bets were supposed to have a downside.
Right.
This whole idea of, if I lose, you feed me a great meal.
Yeah. How about make the other mayor do the milk challenge or something?
Right.
So we watch them projectile vomit all over their mayor's office.
That's what every mayor bet should end up with, one of the loser projectile vomiting in their office.
Sprite or milk challenge.
And it has to be live streamed.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you have to see Mayor Eric Johnson chugging the whole thing of milk and then just opening up like a fire hose into a hefty can.
Bingo.
What? I don't know if this is any relation, but Luke Parker tweeted this out in response to our show as we observed the 20th anniversary of Napoleon Dynamite. The movie came out 20 years ago this very day. He says, my dad and I went to see Napoleon Dynamite and only laughed about twice.
Hmm. So you don't have a sense of humor.
Then as we drove home, we were dying recalling every scene. It's the movie with the greatest aftertaste. And that's true.
Yes.
Because I watched, remember when I watched Napoleon Dynamite, I was like, okay. Because I'd heard how great it was. And I was like,
yeah, he made it. Remember that, George?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was like, you know that? Okay. And then this scene, oh, yeah. And okay. And then that scene, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that scene, yeah. Oh, yeah. That scene. And then with the guy did. But it's a good way to word it. Movies with great aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is great.
Yeah. How many times? I've done this before with even bagging on like Saturday Night Live or something. Like, man, it was a horrible episode. They did this thing where this guy comes in and he's and as I'm retelling it, I'm realizing, okay, that is pretty funny concept there or whatever. Shorzy says, watched it with my kids when it first came out. Turned it off halfway through it. Couldn't finish it. A few months go by. Hearing everyone talk about it. Gave it another go. Something clicked. And we laughed our aces off. So many quotable lines.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to be in the right mood or something.
Joey Freshwater says, I was a stupid... Hold on, I need to pause a moment on Joey Freshwater. Okay. I was a stupid, combative college kid when it came out and hated you guys for liking it.
Huh.
Watched it again last month with my 12-year-old, and we laughed the whole time. Mm-hmm. I never realized the greatness until now. So genius. Please play the Uncle Rico time machine audio. You ever looked into these time machines?
Totally looked into it.
And In Monroshi says, Dazed and Confused is very similar. At first viewing experience, you keep expecting the plot to do something, and it's only afterwards that you realize, no, it's just more of a fun hang.
Yeah.
That the movie's kind of a fun hang. You're just kind of in the world for a little bit, and then it's over. Yeah, it's not big on plot. Although Napoleon Dynamite, it had some plot elements, right? Somehow, when you're running for student council, there's a talent portion. In addition to making a speech, you have a talent portion, and you can have someone substituted in to do your talent portion for you.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. And Napoleon Dynamite had a dance routine. For Pedro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Summer Wheatley, what was the platform she ran on?
Basically no chimichangas.
Right.
And
she felt if Pedro won that he would institute chimichangas in the lunchroom.
Yeah. And Pedro's platform was, vote for me and all of your wildest dreams will come true.
What a great platform.
It's the greatest platform.
Yeah.
And he delivered it in the most monotone, low-energy voice possible.
Yeah, you remember...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
That's what he starts off with. Just a little empty-sounding hall.
Oh, what a great film.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a fantastic movie. 20 years ago today, so everyone needs to watch it again this week.
Let's do it.
Hello?
All right, Gordo, thank you.